Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm Fran McNeil, your host, and joining me in the studio this Sunday evening, August the 7th, 2016, is Ida Crawford, CEO of Assistance Circle Empowerment Network, affectionately abbreviated as ACASCENLLC. Ida, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. This is the actually wonder of technology. I discovered you on LinkedIn and did a little research and was really very excited about your concept and your business of Assistance Circle Empowerment Network. Can you tell us, how did you come up with that name and when did you start?
Okay, this company started in 2012, and the name came from a meetup that I was co-organizer for 3 years. So I didn't want to, I wanted to keep that sister circle, so I added the Empowerment Network part to it because of the branding. It had already caught on from the meetup, so I wanted to just extend it out a little bit, but keep that sister circle there.
Terrific. Now, many of your members come from a specific region. Is Baltimore, Maryland the core, or is it more southern Pennsylvania?
Baltimore right now is the core because that's where this all started, in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So given that you've started in the Baltimore area and you're nearing your five-year mark, as you sort of look back at your organization, who do you really serve and who is attracted to your services and why?
Looking back, I would say that I serve the woman who is just getting started, because most of the members in this organization are startups and they are looking for support, both business as well as personal development.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're uniquely qualified to help women and provide support on a personal and business standpoint because of your journey, your professional and personal journey. Could you share a little bit of that, Ida, to kind of help the audience understand that entrepreneurial spirit that you've always had and how, whether it's work or career, has brought you to a point where this network that you founded really is the right thing at the right time?
Okay. As far as I can remember, as a little girl, I've always had an entrepreneur spirit. I can recall my mother teaching me how to crochet, and from that skill, I would make hats for the neighborhood guys, and I would also make afghans and Salem and that kind of thing. So it seems as though when I look back, I've always had an entrepreneur spirit and moving from, and always a attitude of wanting to help people. I've been in the IT field for over 30 years, and in that experience, you meet so many different people. I've worked with people from all around the world in this field. And the first thing, before you even get to the computer piece of it, is being able to ease the person's fear of what's going on. Because most of the time, as a support person, when people contact you, there's a problem. And being able to identify with their style and getting them to this point to everything is going to be okay, we're going to get this done, and leaving them with a feeling of calm. So I've always been in a supportive role.
Mm.
When I look back on my life, I'm always helping somebody do something.
Wow, that's really powerful, and I can personally identify with that because I, too, was in IT at one point in my career, and that the fact that I absolutely agree, people call IT when something's not working, and they're either upset or they're afraid if they do anything further, something will break. So that's really cool. How does that willingness to support translate into you going from the corporate environment of and specifically technology and moving into starting your own business?
Well, for one, you know, I've always liked the idea of being able to control my dynamics. In a corporate or environment, it's more of you're being told this is what you have to do. Of course, I can put my personality and my style into it. However, running a business is more of you create the purpose, this is the reason why I'm doing this, and then you begin to put all of the pieces to it. Now, on the other hand, it can be a lot of work, but it's a feeling of creativity, creating something that belongs to you.
And in your business, you essentially coach, sometimes you say that people call you a lifestyle coach, you coach and support startup businesses. What does that look like when you're working with someone?
Well, a lot of times what happens, people tend to look at what they have today. And then if they don't have all of the tools and all of the resources that they need in this moment, then they tend to begin to sabotage the whole idea. So my is, don't look at what you don't have, look at what you do have. Which brings a little bit more excitement to the journey.
So it's sort of the power of positivity.
Yeah.
So you're helping people refocus and stay committed to their dream. What does that look like when it works really well? Might be a client success story or a just example of how you worked with someone personally.
I have to talk about my chef because I probably, in my organization, I probably worked the longest with her because, you know, I saw her start from the very beginning, which was going back to school and having the challenge with the computer. So it was like I typed all her papers. I did, you know, all of her, you know, typing because she just was challenged with the computer. So, and watching her grow and how, you know, we would connect on the weekends and sit up till 3 o'clock in the morning brainstorming her business, writing down every little step. And the business plan in the beginning is a personal business plan. It's not a business plan for a bank. It's the,
okay.
I like to call it a picture of my business. I like to call it that because that way you start to, as you start to jot down, okay, this is my reason. Actually, that comes last, the mission statement. Okay, how am I going to maneuver this with what I have today? So sitting down, putting those
that's
things.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Putting those things together is that putting that together is the first part, okay? I have this.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't have, you know, I say to people, you don't have a computer, you can't do the research, make the library your office.
That is a good point. I have certainly heard a lot of people talk about or focus on the entrepreneurial mindset, sort of where is people's head. And you reference that in terms of helping people deal with fear and helping people focus on the positive. But I hadn't really heard the focus first on creating your personal plan. That's very powerful. And calling it the picture, the picture. So what happens after that, Ida? You work with them personally and with the chef. You, it really sounds like you literally were a sister. you were there for her as she moved from school to creating the plan. After she created the plan, what happened with the chef?
Okay, we implemented the plan.
Mm.
We implemented the plan, and then the plan changed. Because what I see is when you create that, you have to have something to work with. Okay, and then once you start to put the plan in action, then you start to see what works and what doesn't work or what's
mm-hmm.
not working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you tweak the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through a series of that, you know, because you know how the plan goes. You have to have, I call it now, a plan with options.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that better than Plan B. Plan B and C starts to get scary.
Yeah.
Okay, plan with options. Mm-hmm. Well, so in doing that, you now have an organization where you work with people one-on-one, but you also provide services for groups of people. You have a membership where people can participate. Can you tell us more about the membership, how people can find out about it, and sort of how it works? What are some of the benefits of being a member of your organization?
Okay. The being a member of this organization is we work from the inside out. We work with personal development because a lot of times we're wearing, as women in particular, we're wearing a lot of hats. Some
mm-hmm.
of us have families. Some of us have children. Some of us are working 40 hours a week. Some of us are working our businesses full time. So you have a mix of different levels of entrepreneurship in this organization. And
mm-hmm.
what we do is we pull on each other's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works best that way because when you pull on each other's energy, you get to start to hear different perspectives. You get different
mm-hmm.
ideas, things that you never even thought of, and then you begin to learn about things that you didn't even know you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that collaboration is just creates energy
mm-hmm.
within
mm-hmm.
the organization. And, for example, this past meeting, we were talking about, you know, inner stuff, inner feelings, how, you know, you're feeling about your business right now. Are you feeling that you're moving, or are you feeling that you're stuck? Because we have to pay attention to how we're feeling going through the journey. And that's
mm-hmm.
some things that we do, as well as we do business development. And as an IT person, you know, I am in the process of doing database training, which means, you know, supporting the ladies to stop piling those business cards up and use those business cards the way they're supposed to be used. So we actually sat down and did an Excel training and just a simple database, first name, last
mm-hmm.
name, email address, phone number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
okay.
and just teaching people the power.
Sense.
Yeah, because, I mean, 90% of the startup entrepreneur collects cards, goes to networking events, collects the cards, and they pile up on the desk or in a box or whatever. And we never go back and use them. But that's how you build your business.
Well, I love what you're saying, and I know there's some folks that really want to now hear the name of your organization, get the website, find out, even if they're not in the Baltimore, Maryland area, find out how they can stay in touch with you, because you're probably very motivated by some of the things that you're sharing. Ida, how can they get in touch with you?
The website is, of course, we are Sister Circle Empowerment Network, ASCEND, LLC. The website is Assistas, and we spell Sistas, S-I-S, T as in Tom, A-S. So it's assistascircle.org is the website. The telephone number is 443-692-7259, and the email address is assistascircle@gmail.com.
Wonderful. When we were talking earlier, you were sharing that a number of the meetings are in person, and then there are some meetings that are by phone. And because of your IT background, you often share best practices for in terms of technology with the startup businesses. What are one or two technology tips that might be useful for our listeners to know right now?
One of the things, because of security, and we all know everybody's been hacked at least once, big business, small business. So one of the things that I share with my membership is, you know, creation of passwords, how to identify spam, how to identify somebody that might be trying to maybe using
hacker
your
or be fraudulent.
Yes.
Oh, identity theft?
Yes. We've had a couple of people that's gone through that. You know, so the security with your emails, you know, security on your computers, because your information on your computer, your business stuff is there. You need to back it up. Even if you just get a little thumb drive, copy all of your business documents to that thumb drive, and then just put them in a drawer somewhere. And create habits to back up your data, because nothing's worse if your hard drive crash and you lose all of your business documents.
Right. Wow. Those are great tips. You are in the business of helping people be motivated and helping people grow their businesses and helping them through your organization collaborate and be supported. There are times, I'm sure, every once in a while, when you may need some inspiration and motivation. What's a favorite quote that motivates you as a leader?
Okay, those days when I am feeling like the world is on top of me, I say, you can't have a good day with a bad attitude, and you can't have a bad day with a good attitude.
Where did you find that? I mean, if not literally, figuratively. And, you know, how often do you find yourself kind of pulling on that and or sharing that with others?
Well, I get
a great quote.
I'm one of those people, I have inspiration sent to me every day. So the first thing I see in the morning is something to inspire me. And I make a choice when I get up in the morning, I'm going to have a good day. No matter what happens, I'm going to have a good day. Somebody sent this to me in Facebook or one of my other sites that I socialize on, and I just absolutely loved it. So I posted it to my Pinterest site, and for the first 6 months of the year, it was shared out almost every day.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. That's great. It really is a great quote.
And
so
I've actually
wrap
tested
up,
this. To be, I've
oh,
actually
tell me more
tested
about that.
This.
Okay.
Because I find myself, like, because I choose to have a good day and I choose to have a good attitude, when people come at me with a bad attitude, it's like it comes back to my mind, okay, you chose to have a good day today. So you're not going to let this person make it bad for you. And that takes work, trust me. But it's like I choose to not allow people to take me somewhere where I don't want to be. Even if I have to walk away from it, from the situation, and come back and respond as opposed to react.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And that whole concept of choice, it goes back to some things that you said earlier about kind of overcoming fear and focusing on the positive. Well, Ida, as we wrap up, and it's really been a pleasure talking with you and learning more about your organization and how you got started and where you want to take the organization, what advice would you share with others about achieving significant business results?
Success is small victories. A lot of times people think that, you know, when you look at the Oprahs of the world, and you think that, you know, it was peaches and cream, and it was not. It was some bad times. It was some good times. And it was little baby steps along the way.
Great advice.
And one of the things, just keep going. Just keep going.
Even when it's hard. Yeah, yeah. Well, Ida, as we close, I'm going to have you once again give your contact information so that folks can verify that they've got it right and they can take action when they finish listening to this podcast.
Okay. It's Sister Circle Empowerment Network, Ascend LLC, and the website is Assistus. And Sisters is spelled S-I-S, T as in Tom, A-S, circle.org. And the email address is assistuscircle@gmail.com. And you can contact me at 443-692-7259.
Wonderful. Very, very exciting. Thank you again, Ida Crawford, for sharing part of your Sunday evening with Significant Business Results Radio, as well as our listening audience. And I wish you continued success. Baltimore, Maryland is only an hour and a half train ride by Amtrak, so don't be surprised if I join one of your meetings. And I know that next year you are already planning for a large conference, so I encourage our listeners to get connected to you by your website and get on your mailing list so that they can find out about the conference in 2017 as well. Best wishes and continued success. Thank you, Ida, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.